So in the state of Michigan, we are seeing a pretty explosive growth of cases. And there's a few things about the pattern that is especially concerning. One is that all regions are going up, which is very different than what we experienced in the spring. So in the spring, it was like these hotspot patterns. What we're seeing now in Michigan is like a rise in the water level, as I would characterize it. It's just rates are going up everywhere. So as you know, more and more hospitals start to raise alert signals that hospitalization rates are going up, it's going to be a problem where the stress is felt across the state instead of just in one area of the state, and that's going to be kind of harder to manage.
What can we expect? I mean, I guess a month from now, if this is where we're at, both in terms of hospitalizations and cases.
Right. Well, one other reason the rise is coming now, so we actually have been seeing increases for a little while in Michigan. The issue is that the initial increases we were seeing tended to be in younger age groups that are hospitalized less often. Now we're seeing infections across the board in all different age groups. And so what that does is, you know, obviously hospitalizations are going to go up, but what that also does is we're seeing you know, such as the hospitalizations themselves, but we're seeing a lot more infections in working-aged adults, which means that people that run the hospitals are also getting infections in the community and then not able to be available for like the surge levels of care that might be needed.
Yeah, I mean, can we talk about what this means, moving forward? Is there a concern here that we aren't going to be able to kind of stem the increase that we're seeing?
It's going to be difficult to do it on a community by community basis because of the interconnectedness of things and because everybody is going up. And so we're seeing like public health capacity being strained in a lot of different communities. So it's hard for, you know, one organization to step in and help another organization when everybody's feeling the stress. And so, you know, I know that there needs to be some discussions about what else we can do mitigation-wise. You know, either through policy or through, you know, we already have a pretty expansive mask recommendation across Michigan, but what other tools do we have available to try to slow things down going into the winter?
Obviously, the governor doesn't have the same kind of executive powers that she had during our last surge. From Republicans, at least so far, we haven't seen a huge appetite to put a lot of new restrictions in place. I mean, what kind of capacity do we have to make the changes that need to happen?
Yeah, I think what concerns me is the fact that, you know, we need to be able to act quickly in a situation like this when things are rising. And the more complex that we make the mechanisms for applying policy, the harder it is to make those mechanisms work quickly. And so that is definitely a concern.
Anything else I haven't asked you that is, on your radar that should probably be on all of our radars as well?
I think the biggest thing on my right now is, you know, my family's making Thanksgiving plans, and it's gonna be the three of us. I'm still gonna make like 10 pies, but they'll probably be delivered to other people instead of used for gatherings. I think this is gonna be a difficult time because we've got these rises, and then we're going right into family gathering season. And I know people really want to have that connection, but we really are looking at the potential for spread into vulnerable populations going into Thanksgiving if we're not careful.
Yeah, I mean, is the big advice to maybe forgo a Christmas with family or a Thanksgiving with family?
That's what my family is doing. So we're going to stay home with just the three of us and unfortunately do, you know, drop-offs of food and Zoom gatherings.
Emily Martin, I am so grateful to you for taking time out of your day. I know you're swamped. I know you have a million things going on. So thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Absolutely happy to do it.